The Fagan Case Day by Day, Atlanta Constitution. Monday, May 12, 1913. The history of the baffling Fagan mystery, daily recorded, is briefly as follows. Sunday, April 26. Girl's body found in basement of pencil factory. Newt Lee, Negro night watchman who made discovery, arrested. Arthur Mullinax, streetcar employee, also arrested. Both held on suspicion. Monday, Leo M. Frank, factory superintendent, detained, but later released. J.M. Gant, former bookkeeper of pencil concern and friend of dead girl, arrested in Marietta. Negro elevator boy also taken into custody. Pinkertons enter case. Tuesday. Bloody shirt found at Negro watchman's home. Planted evidence theory advanced. Mary Fagan's body buried. Sleuths announce they have evidence to convict. Frank confers with Negro suspect. Wednesday inquest begins. Newt Lee testifies. 150 pencil factory employees summoned before coroner. George Epps, newsboy, tells of ride to Uptown with Mary Fagan on her last trip. Thursday, Frank and Lee ordered to Fulton Tower on warrants issued by Coroner Dunhu. Trip made without incident. Friday. Both prisoners tell reporter for the Constitution at 1 a.m. that they are not guilty and will prove their innocence. Saturday. Evidence is unearthed that imposters, pretending to be Pinkerton detectives, are questioning leading witnesses. No arrests made. Sunday, May 4th. Detectives again announce their belief that they can convict murderer, whoever he is. Monday. Paul P. Bowen, former Atlanta youth, arrested in Houston under suspicion of complicity in slaying, is released at night. Tuesday. Detectives obtain affidavit from woman who alleges she heard screams from basement of factory building at 4:30 p.m. on Memorial Day. Wednesday. Testimony is secured from Montine Stover that she visited pencil plant at 12:05 noon on Memorial Day and that offices were deserted. Thursday, inquest resumed. Character witnesses are examined. Frank and Lee ordered by jury to be held under suspicion of murder for grand jury investigation. Friday. Mrs. Nancy Caldwell of 10 Gray Street is examined by detectives under belief that she was the mysterious girl in red who was supposed to have visited factory with Mary Fagan. She establishes alibi. Saturday. Three more Pinkerton detectives put to work on investigation. No developments at police headquarters. Solicitor General examines 100 witnesses. Sunday, May 11th. Solicitor Dorsey announces that grand jury will probably not take action until early next week.